On Monday, officials gathered on Eglin Parkway to break ground on a new administration building. WUWF's Danielle Freeman attended the ceremony and has this report.
County officials crowded together under tents, hoping to avoid the rain Monday morning during the groundbreaking ceremony at the future site of the Okaloosa County Administration Building. The site was once the home of the Shalimar Annex, which was recently demolished in July. County Commission Chair Kelly Wines says the annex, which was built in 1963, was functionally and technologically challenged by today's standards and needed to be replaced.
Here we are today. We're gonna have a redo. We're going to completely start over. We will build a facility that's citizen-friendly.
Commissioner Wine says the nearly 64,000-square-foot, three-story facility, now under construction by Lord & Son, is centrally located and will house a variety of services under one roof.
A large meeting space has included county commission meetings, supervisor election events, and more. The Growth Management Department and Information System would be in the building, as well as tax collector and supervisor elections.
Wine says in the early days of the annex, security was a little lax and trespassing was a problem, something the new facility will prevent.
The skateboarders could get in and use the facility at random and having a good time. That didn't set so well with them. Right over there, you just climb up the stepping stones and jump in, and there's a lot of pavement to play on. So that showed a little bit of a problem. It suggested that we had an urgent need for more security.
Construction of the new $12 million administration building is expected to take a year to complete. Its opening is scheduled to coincide with Okaloosa County's upcoming centennial celebration. Danielle Freeman, WUWF News.